love some Prince, Dominique?
Oh, yeah, I always love Prince. I love Prince. That's country fun right there, Jay. That's some country fun. I didn't walk with that cane on my shoe, Jay. I had on 2 pair. That was my high heels. I had on 2 canes. I said, here go my high heels, a Sprite and a RC Cola. What's country fun right there?
Look at you.
No doubt about it. These What's up, Sim, Tom, and Jay? How y'all doing this morning?
These kids don't know about fun.
No, they don't know. They sit in the house. They couch potatoes. They don't know how to have no good time.
Yeah. All right, the Miss Universe contest is coming up, and they've changed the rules to include transgender women. Who's it going to be hosted by? Chaz Bono or RuPaul? Wow.
So it got to be her. That's something. But, I mean, if she, you know, a lot of people, they say, oh, they didn't like it or whatever. But if she have a vajayjay, I mean, she a woman.
No, transgender. She doesn't, though.
No, she doesn't.
She has both.
Yeah,
she has a woman's face and the man's appendage.
Oh, so she not all the way switched over? So that I don't know if that's too fair right there. You can't come up in there swinging and with a vajayjay. That, I don't know how that's going to look. I'm all for the transgender for all that stuff, but you swinging and got it for JJ, that ain't you gonna mess up the cat fights. You hit too hard. They got cat fights. They gonna have to watch who they smack, though, because if you smack one of them, you gonna think you got smacked by the NFL player.
Oh my God.
But I mean, they gonna kill it, though. You know they gonna kill it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, they that's their thing. They the ladiest lady. They more feminine than any of the other contestants.
It's like one long been practicing episode of The Hangover, Tom.
Yeah, they've been practicing this thing for a long time.
Uh-huh. Lady boys.
They can walk in them heels. They can walk in them heels with it on the tight rope. Y'all seen Derek J? They gonna be walking. Derek J had on heels on an excursion in Jamaica. I said he know
on
he need
beach.
To have on the beach. I said he need to have on flip flops, but he look good. You know what I mean? They gonna get the twisting and twirling. They gonna take it over. They gonna make the ratings go up.
So it was show and tell at school, and this 5-year-old brought a book bag full of heroin. That belonged to his daddy. His daddy, 35-year-old man, Santos Roman. He came to the school to get his book bag from his stepson. Police were there to arrest him.
50 packets of heroin.
50 packets of heroin was in the kid's book bag, show and tell.
I mean, but why was he wearing his father's jacket? Him and his father wear the same size. I said, I can't understand. Why did he wear? He was only 5 years old, and he wore his father's jacket to school. I guess he said he gonna make some changes in this household since the grown folk don't know what to do. And then the father came to the school to try to snatch the jacket and tried to run. That don't work. You don't supposed to sell drugs, but if you're going to sell them, you at least got to put them up. You don't have a stash spot. You just got your drugs just laying around. I bet that was some kind of show and tell. It probably was other kids say, we got that at our house, too. We got blunts at our house. Do y'all sprinkle that in the paper that look like leaves?
Oh, my gosh.
Got to be better parents. These parents out of control, man.
The Randy Moss story, do you understand this? So Randy Moss invested in a barbershop.
Right.
A barbershop. That's what he did with his money. Mm-hmm. He invested $160,000 in a barbershop, and the barbershop man didn't pay him back. Randy.
I mean, really? He really thought he was going to get his money back?
It's a barbershop.
He just at the end of his career, so he thinking about all the people he loaned money to. He was a bank back in the day when they was winning championships.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said, I'm getting around to the end of the career, and I ain't even old enough to get my pension. You owe me money for all them regulars you cut in there. Lamar Odom going to be doing the same thing next because he don't even have no team. Old crybaby ass self. He should have stayed in L.A. and suffered the blow. See, if you know I'm telling the truth.
You are telling the truth.
Went all over to Miami listening to Chloe. She playing the NFL. She don't know nothing about how the NBA operates. So he going to be just all wrong with Randy Moss. He not a bank. You not a bank. But see, now he counting his duckies now.
Well, let's go back to Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
Now you a Laker fan, and they traded Lamar Odom. It didn't work out. Word has it that it came to a sudden end because there was a fight in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Between
Dirk and Lamar Odom. And Lamar Odom took the worst of it.
If Derek beat you up, you need to get put off. How in the hell you lose to Derek? You supposed to whoop him off the strength. He the best player. You supposed to say, oh, you got it on the court, but in this locker room, I'm going to hit you with a two-piece spicy, and you can trust that. How you lose? You supposed to get put off. I was Mark Cuban. You lost to him. You lost to Derek. He can't do nothing but play basketball. How he whoop you? That's Mark Cuban did, right? He said, you soft, boy. I see why L.A. said, we'll put him on the trading block. Too much around them Kardashians and stuff. He need to go back to New York somewhere. He need to go back home, son. You know what I'm saying? Hang around his people. You know what I mean? Get tough. He wasn't never like that in high school. You know what I'm saying? Now he out there with this big broad and everything. And you know what? Then all went foul for him, man.
Oh,
I mean, he listening to people that all they do is get implants. Yo, I mean, what is the deal? Now he don't even have no team. What, he going to play in the Ruckus? No, they don't like you being broke. I don't know what's gonna happen with Lamar. Yeah, Chloe talking about she taking him on a trip. Whatever.
All right, Dominique, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Okay, talk to you on Friday.